Here's something else good. A lot of states have a state bird or a state flower or song. Only New Mexico has a state question, red or green? Meaning, what color chili sauce do you want on your burritos? New Mexicans are very serious about chili, and the world capital for green chili peppers, as far as they are concerned, is the field surrounding the southern New Mexican town of Hatch. That's where reporter Doug Fine was recently, searching for the Hatch green chili secret at the peak of the season. The season is concluded now, but Doug, like thousands of other New Mexicans, got his hands on a winter supply while the harvest was on.
That's the sound of green chilies roasting at a roadside farm stand in Hatch. You can find Hatch by the smell of roasting chilies at this time of year. Hatch has no strip malls, no chain stores, but the green chilies for which the quiet hamlet is becoming world famous are big business. Joel Lytle has run a Hatch family farm stand called Hatch Chili Express for 20 years. She gets orders from as far away as England and South Africa. She says her biggest worry these days is knockoff chilies being billed as Hatch chilies.
The Hatch chili is trademarked. We have a problem with people bringing them in from Mexico.
She says no matter which of the 185 varieties of chili pepper you're talking about, it tastes best when grown in Hatch. Indeed, Michael Lehman has driven here from Denver because he suspects too many chilies back home are not really from Hatch.
This time of year, just about every corner on the west side has a stand, and they all purport to be selling Hatch chilies. But you never really know what you're going to get.
Grated circular chili roasters run nonstop outside many southwestern supermarkets at this time of year, and the stores frequently advertise their chilies as Hatch produce. But what makes the Hatch chili so good? Why must the chilies come from Hatch as opposed to, say, nearby Deming or the vast plantations of Mexico only 80 miles away? Just ask third-generation Hatch chili farmer Jim Lytle, Joe's husband. We strolled some of his 250 acres, which were bursting with a sea of Kelly green chili bushes.
The elevation, the soil, the water, climate, everything come together at this area to make the best chili in the world right here.
If it was a blind test, you think you could tell the Hatch chili?
Oh, yeah. You could tell it right away.
Back at the family farm stand, visitors were choking on the smells emanating from a batch of constantly roasting chilies. Those fumes come from capsaicin, a chemical, Joel Lytle explained, that gives the chilies their bite, their oomph.
What would happen if I took a bite out of one of these really hot ones right now? Would I regret it?
Oh, no, you'd be thrilled to death.
To death?
Maybe to death.
Let me touch my tongue to this
sure.
Chili here. Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
My tongue melting, I staggered back outside into the 100-degree afternoon. I grabbed onto a hanging ristra, a decorative cluster of chilies, for support. Behind me, a flatbed truck held no less than 50 burlap sacks, each containing 40 pounds of just-harvested green chilies. They're off to stores around the country to satisfy cravings for that Hatch green chili enchilada sauce everywhere. Back home, I peeled and froze my own 40-pound haul of chilies. According to native New Mexicans, the Hatch green chilies are health food. That spicy bite is worth the pain. It's full of vitamins. For NPR News, I'm Doug Fine.